Car makers are challenging California's new auto emission standards in court over an air pollution rule that's designed to reduce greenhouse gases. From San Diego, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
California's new air quality standard, adopted in September, begins to take effect in about 4 years. By the year 2016, the rule would require cars and light trucks in California to cut their emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by around 30%. Automakers are challenging the rule as a backdoor effort to regulate fuel economy. Aaron Shostak of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers says only the federal government is allowed to dictate miles per gallon.
The only way to produce less carbon dioxide is to combust less fuel. The only way to combust less fuel is to make vehicles lighter, smaller, less powerful, less able to do the things that consumers demand.
Shostak adds that even if the rule were to take effect in California, it would do little to prevent global warming, since the state produces a tiny fraction of the world's greenhouse gases.
What they're asking Californians to do is pay a $3,000 surcharge for no benefit. That's just unfair to Californians.
The state's Air Resources Board, which adopted the rule, disagrees. The board says the upfront cost of reducing vehicle emissions would be far less than the automakers contend, and would be more than offset by the new car's lower operating costs. At least seven other states and Canada are considering their own greenhouse gas requirements. David Doniger of the Natural Resources Defense Council heads a team of environmental lawyers planning to defend the California rule.
What we've seen over 35 years of experience with California is that when California leads, the whole nation follows. Indeed, the whole world follows. We would have liked to see the car companies embrace this, lock up their lawyers, and let their engineers loose to solve this problem.
The Air Resources Board says it's been trying to work cooperatively, but the car makers refused to participate in the rulemaking. The automakers filed suit along with a group of California car dealers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.